This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Vermont musician Beau Thayer is a busy guy. He has a new album coming out that he recorded and produced in his self-built solar-powered studios. He's pretty much invented a new instrument, and he's co-founder of the Tweed River Music Festival. And Beau is here now to chat about that and more. Thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking with us today.
My pleasure.
You're from the Boston area, but you've been making music in Vermont for quite a few years. What originally drew you to come and make music in Vermont?
The whole romantic aspect of moving up to a little cabin in the woods in the mountain and making music, and you know, is and that's pretty much what I do anyway.
So dream plans, came true.
Plans are working out great. The area just spoke to me. I knew instantly I should be here, and I haven't left since. So,
who'd you grow up listening to music-wise?
Everything. I mean, I listened to a lot of blues, a lot of the Delta blues, a lot of punk rock. I listened to, of course, the classic rock, you know, Neil Young and the Dead and the Stones and Zeppelin, all that stuff, you know, reggae and jazz, and kind of like dabbled in everything.
And I understand that you've created a very unique instrument that's now being manufactured by Eastwood Guitars.
Right.
So what is it and what does it sound like?
Well, I love to pick banjo, and I love to play electric guitar, and I love to play slide guitar. And, you know, and out of necessity of trying to, you know, play banjo and dobro and electric guitar in shows and live situations playing these songs, I had to hike around all this gear, all these different instruments. So I kind of, you know, meshed it all into one, and it's being called the Bojotar, just because, you know, it's part banjo and it's part dobro and part electric. Kind of like I took the low string off a guitar and replaced it with a high one, like a banjo has. But I've also kept the lower string, the next lower string, which would be the A on a guitar, and which is not on a five-string banjo. So essentially, it's a six-string banjo neck. And you could do like alternating bass stuff like that. That's why I like it. And then throw in a banjo, like, you know. You could, you know, play slide on it. And I've even started incorporating some of those heavier guitar licks into this new record. The record is called Sundowser. It's a theme, and it kind of based on the sun, you know, how we're all blanketed by the same source of energy. And it was done at the studio that I built when I moved up here, well, I guess 17 years ago. So it's really exciting for me to finally make a record in a studio that I've been building for like 12 years. It's a timber frame, and I did it all traditionally, you know, piece by piece, all salvaged parts. And I was finally able to get solar paneling on the roof. It is like a dream come true to be recording in kind of my own church. So, you know, I kind of like made a space that I wanted to create in. And
you mentioned that the recording studio has solar panels.
I'm producing really good green, clean power, and more power than I'm actually using. So I feel pretty good about that.
Let's talk about the Tweed River Music Festival. This year it's in Waitsfield. It's a full weekend beginning July 31st. What's the vibe like?
It's not a big cookie cutter kind of festival. It's a very boutique festival created by musicians, kind of a great musical community. Every year we get some more folks. We have like 30 bands up there, and the Mad River is right there, which is a beautiful swimming hole.
Okay, Beau, this is the section of our conversation where my total inner classic rock geek comes out. I just learned that you played with Lee Von Helm.
Yeah, we became really good friends right off the bat.
Wow.
That was just kind of fate. He agreed to do a record with me, and, you know, we did.
And for our listeners who might not know, Lee Von Helm was the drummer for the band. And Lee Von Helm built this rustic barn in upstate New York, and he'd have other musicians come in and play. Is that Lee Von's influence on you to build a studio of your own in the woods in Vermont?
My studio, which I'm calling The Woodshed, was very inspired by what Lee Von did in Woodstock. You know, we kind of joke, like I said earlier, make your own church to worship in. We really bonded over the fact that you move out of town, you make yourself a barn, and you get to work.
Bo, thanks so much for taking some time and telling us more about your album Sundowser and about the Tweed River Music Festival, and it was great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. It's been a pleasure.
That's Bo Thayer. His new album, Sundowser, comes out tomorrow. Find out more at vpr.net.